We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Leroy, very excited to talk to this man. What have you cooked? You cooked brisket with this man? What was the thing that you had, Leroy?
Steakums.
Steakums.
He tried to eat all of them.
This man is a menace. He's a damn good player. He's a defensive tackle for your Miami Dolphins, Christian Wilkins, who is helping spread the word about home field advantage sweepstakes, which is looking to let fans in on the game day rituals and how he prepares to come compete on the field. And he wants to know how Dolphin fans are going to rep from home. The sweepstakes is launching on Thursday. If you guys want to enter, post a photo on Twitter, use the hashtag gear up for game day, tweet at Pepsi and show off their Pepsi game day pride with their home turf. Upload your favorite rituals, sports swag, and any other homage to flex their passion for their team. Fans will also be able to keep up with the conversation at PepsiGameDayGlory.com, which inevitably asks the question, Christian Wilkins, what do you do? What is a game day ritual that you must do every game day before you go and wreak havoc on the field?
Oh, man, there's so many things I got to do. I feel like, honestly, like my routine throughout the week is pretty consistent, like just everything to a T. Like I like to keep it, you know, as scheduled and as routine as possible. But on game day, just from the morning I wake up, from the time I wake up, the time I go to sleep the night before, the meal I get, you know, I got to have my oatmeal and strawberries and blueberries, you know, every before every game with a side of, you know, with eggs on the side, got to have that. And then just even when I, like, you know, even from the music I listen to, got to have the same playlist. Most guys like to listen to a lot of hype stuff, a lot of, rap or whatever, but I like to slow it down and get my mind right with a little R&B, a little old school R&B. That's my thing. And also, you know, as people know now, I'm a Hamilton fan. I'm a big Alexander Hamilton fan.
We saw you.
There might be some slight Hamilton in there too. Just to try, kind of get my mind right.
It's almost scary knowing that you're going to wreck quarterbacks and you've just listened to a musical.
Right. Hey, it's whatever works for you, whatever gets you in the right frame of mind, whatever it feels like it works for you, you know, you gotta go with it.
That sounds like the healthiest meal you eat all week.
Why you gotta do me like that? I actually had
I'm
a great
saying.
Summer. I actually had
saying.
A great summer. I got real fit. I'm down to a medium.
No, but for real, I used to I would get up early in the morning, leave the hotel and go work out. Like I warm up before, like ride the bike for like 30 minutes.
Right.
And then I just swing by McDonald's on the way to the stadium.
Oh my gosh.
But wait, no, that's not the kicker. Halftime. I had one of, you know, you have your favorite guy in the locker room who hooks you up, right?
Yep.
Hamburger and hot dog at halftime.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how you did that. Cause if that was me, I mean, you would see all that, but you would see all that on the field. Like I couldn't eat all that before a game. I mean, you was a smaller guy. For me, that wouldn't work. I gotta eat light. I gotta stay light on my feet.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys that eat light or don't eat, but they have to have something because a lot of those guys that don't eat at all,
right?
When it comes halftime, they just done.
They're drained. Yeah,
and that's
drained.
Why it'd be probably the oatmeal helps. Anything else with that besides the music list? Like, you know, back then we didn't have iPhones,
right?
Or nothing like that. You had that big ass Walkman, so
right.
People weren't feeling that. But other than that, we just, you know, go on the field, mess around.
Yeah, that's even it. Like, you know, even kind of like as I take the field, at the exact same time every game.
Right. Yeah.
I go on my little walk, get my mind right. Like I take exactly eight. like eight paces through, eight laps in the end zone, exactly, yeah, from the goalpost to the sideline, like just little weird things like that. My same routine, you know, I do my get off, do like a lot of my D-line,
yeah,
hand strike and footwork stuff.
Don't forget your uniform. Like, right, right, right. Got, I used to have my socks. You got to get those socks right. If your socks don't, yeah.
No, that's funny you say that too, because like, you know, my dress is always the same. Like what I warm up is always the same. The way I get dressed is the same. Like I always put my left sock on first, then my right, then my click. Like it's really like down to a T, and it's like so routine and scheduled. Like if you came in at the same time every week, I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be doing the same thing at that time. Like, and
it's just here's like the other thing. It changed a little bit now that you're not a rookie.
Right.
You know, the rookies got to get taped early.
Right. Yeah, it's a little different now. Life's a little, I ain't gonna lie, life's a little better now that you ain't a rookie.
Save you like 45 minutes before the game?
Like, I would get all that, like, but yeah, just about 45 minutes. Yeah, that's right. No, that's pretty good. Yeah.
All right, is there get back this year, Christian? Like, are you is there anything you're making the rookies do that you had to do the year before?
I mean, no, actually, like me, because I know what life was like as a rookie, so I try to look out as much as I can, just help them, encourage them, you know, and just kind of like even the tough rookie things they got to do, I kind of be like, hey, this is how I did it, or like this is how you make it a little easier on yourself, or you know, help them as much as I can, like, you know, pay for certain things or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just try to get them where I fit in to help them.
You were a menace this last game, man. You put up a lot of big numbers. I know you said after the game that you weren't, you know, you're always happy with the win, but I mean, look, man, year two, you were first round pick. I know a lot of fans got to be excited seeing what you did. Are you, I guess, I don't want to say like, are you shocked by it, but like, does it feel like all the work you put into the off season, did you feel it come forth in game one?
Yeah, like I definitely don't want to get ahead of myself or like, you know, allow, you know, one good game, the first game of the year, to be too much of a high. But I'm definitely feel like I put a lot of work in, you know, last season, this off season, to get the result I want to get, you know. And so hopefully, you know, those type of performances are a thing or like going to become a normal thing and become a routine thing. Like if I don't do that, I want people to be like, whoa, where was Christian? Like, you know what I mean? Or,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even then, like, you know, sometimes you have the best game ever and the stats won't be there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people like big stats, step last plays. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm helping my team win and doing the things that matters and playing winning football, as long as I know I'm contributing to the win. And
especially at your position, because exactly, it doesn't show up in numbers.
Exactly. A lot of the time, it's not a glory game. And it's not right. going to be a game where, you know, stats. Sometimes you might just have to eat double teams. Sometimes you might just have to set the edge. Or sometimes you might just have to get penetration and let other guys eat. And that's the beautiful thing about football. It's really the ultimate team sport. So sometimes you got to be the sacrificial lamb. Sometimes you're going to be the playmaker.
Will you please explain to people how big Cam Newton is?
No, no, I ain't going to lie. Like, for a quarterback and everything, like, he's a little different. You know, he's real big, and he's like, you know, you can't miss him. Usually, like, you know, quarterbacks look a little different in the pocket and under center and stuff, but he's a lot bigger. He's more of like a tight end size, you know.
Built like Gronk.
He's built more like a tight end, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
but he shouldn't be wearing the chain out on the field, right? Like he had to go.
And... right. Oh man, see, there you go. I guess he shouldn't have, you know.
Listen, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. If you don't think you should be wearing jewelry on the field, it's not part of the dress code for Christian Wilkins. I like it.
Oh man, no. I mean, hey, I ain't had nothing to do with that. But it is what it is.
Hey, wasn't me.
Right, wasn't me.
Wasn't me. So this week, you get ready for another quarterback that's similar, not as big, but the same kind of gonna scramble a little bit, gonna throw the ball down the field. Are y'all kind of going into this game like, look, we haven't had any preseason on this.
Right.
We know what it's like. Now we know we got to contain this guy or make sure we get him when we get him down. I mean, how y'all approaching this game? Kind of the same way?
There's definitely a lot of things, you know. As you know, you kind of take a little bit from every game moving forward into the next one. And, you know, as much as you flushed last week, you know, you can still take a lot of things and learn from it. So I feel like that's what we're going to do. And also, you know, they played a game too, so we got some tape to watch and kind of get a real sense of what they like to do. And we'll just try to put together the best game plan possible and execute it to the best of our abilities. And, you know, hopefully we get to win this weekend.
Is there a new guy in the locker room that you really vibed with? You guys brought in a lot of new talent on that defense. Is there somebody that you've really clicked with early on that you're like, I like that?
I really like a lot of our guys. You know, I feel like we brought in some great guys that, you know, that I've been growing a relationship with, from Shaq Lawson. He was my teammate in college, to Ogba, to E-Rob. And me and Kyle Van Noy actually got really close already. And, you know, he's kind of like, you know, my big brother, you know what I mean? And me and him got really tight so far. And it's great energy, great vibes. And I just feel like we've all come together real naturally, you know, even in a short amount of time, not having OTAs and things like that. And, you know, kind of in a different world, we're pretty tight. So I'm really optimistic about what we're going to be able to do this year as a team and as a defense.
Here, I'm going to say this, and I want to punch myself in the neck for saying it, because I hated it. But do you wish you had some preseason games?
It's funny because I feel like, you know, guys like be like, you know, typically guys would be like, we could do away with the preseason games. It's just too much. Like, it's a lot, like, you know, it's a lot on my body. Like, typically the older guys who've been around the league. But
right.
I feel like, you know, it is good because you get to polish up on your game. You get the, you know, you get a little bit of the game experience. You kind of go through the process without it really counting. Like, yes, you want to work and get better and everything. And, you know, everyone uses those preseason games differently. But, you know, I feel like those would have been good. Maybe like two. Two probably would have been
right.
Would have been sufficient.
Plus, you guys practice 4 weeks against each other.
Right, exactly.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
So, like, after 2 weeks of a normal season, you're like, whatever, man, let's go.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I feel like two preseason games would have been real helpful. Right. But it is what it is. And, you know, we got to go out there and perform. So,
what was it like being in a stadium with no fans with the fake noise? Like, was that weird? Did it, like, it seemed like it all played fair? Because I found it kind of, it was kind of strange because they said they were like customizing the sound in like each building across the league. So what was that experience like? Because I know you guys are going to have actual real fans in your building, but they had nobody.
Yeah, no, that was a little bit different of an experience. Like, you really had to bring your own energy or kind of find way. Because even when you go in an away arena, you know, you kind of use their fans as your fuel, you know, kind of as like a little bit. But no, it's like dead silent out there. You can hear a pin drop. And it's like you literally only hear the natural sound of football, just pads thumping, you know, communication, all that. It was like kind of a weird, different experience. You know, almost like, yeah, so like you really gotta like bring your own energy and really lock in and like, you know, make sure you're not just being too casual out there.
It's like that camp scrimmage.
Right.
You know, exactly. That's
what it kind of feels like. It feels like a scrimmage, you know, almost. But that's the part where I'm saying you don't want to be too casual.
Yeah.
It feels like practice.
I got you.
You gotta bring that intensity and like almost like get your mind like, no, this is a game. This one counts, you know.
So the Hamilton thing, like we heard you mic'd up with the singing. When did this love for musicals happen, and how long before you memorized that entire soundtrack? Because that was a beautiful thing.
So I'm not gonna lie, like ever since I was like younger, I always kind of just been weird, like been a sucker for plays and musicals and whatever, like always since I was young. And like when I was in high school, I went to a prep school in Connecticut, and like at prep schools, you get kids who go to school for like theater and like, you know, for that kind of stuff. And so they would put on great productions. And like, I'm like, yo, I'm getting like really good stuff for like high school productions. Like I'm going in there like, dang, these dudes are killing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Doing a lot of different plays and musicals. I'm like, wow. Like I really started to, you know, even like as I kind of grew like throughout high school, I love plays and things like that more. And then, you know, Hamilton came about, you know, and I finally got to go see it last summer. And that was the first Broadway play I ever seen. And, you know, I'm kind of spoiled now because that was I find it hard for something to, you know, top that. And I've seen it twice on Broadway, once when it came down here to Miami, and about, you know, 10, 15, 20 times on on Disney Plus. So, you know, and it didn't take me long to learn the soundtrack. I probably learned the whole soundtrack, you know, pretty quickly, because I was pretty, you know, committed to learning it and like listen to it every day. So
Christian is here on behalf of Pepsi. They're doing the gear up for game day. You guys can show off how your favorite game day rituals, your sports swag, everything you're getting ready. The Dolphins got it going. The fans are getting pumped up for it. Your favorite rituals, any homage that you want to show your passion for the team. Is there anything like Christian you want to tell us about this, or anything you want to tell Dolphins to get pumped up with this Pepsi campaign?
No, you pretty much hit everything. You're right on point. And like, you know, Miami Dolphins, we got some of the best fans, you know, in the NFL and everything. We know this is like a completely different experience now because everyone's at home. It's a little tougher for people to want to get to the games and things like that. You know, so like now we're partnering with Pepsi and like, you know, now we got the sweepstakes and, you know, it gives the fan an opportunity to really feel more engaged. It's kind of really, you know, heighten their game day experience now because you're, you know, essentially forced to be at home with everything going on and not everyone's going to be able to get the game like they normally can. So I just encourage you guys all to, you know, get involved with the sweepstake with the hashtag Gear Up for Game Day. Show us what you got. Show us all your game day routines, your game day rituals, you know, whatever you do. Paint your face, you know, wear the jerseys. Make sure you have your Wilkins jerseys, number 94 on the field, number one in your heart. Don't forget it.
Advertising?
But hey, you know, but make sure y'all do your thing. I'm really excited to see what you guys put together.
Before we get you out of here, Coach Flo, I swear to God, this guy looks like he's got the biggest shoulders I've ever seen. How many shoulder shrugs he doing in this gym?
he's a former linebacker, you know what I'm saying? So he got a little bit of shoulders to him, but you know, we make him feel a little smaller around all of us big guys.
Oh,
you know?
So he's getting in there early, like he's getting the workout.
Right now he's in there. No, yeah, sometimes that's what it is. You'll come around. Like at like 5:30, Flo's already in there in a full sweat, getting his workout in and stuff. Like, you know, so I guess he's doing a bunch of shrugs in there or something. But
well, look, man, we're looking forward to this week. Good luck bouncing back against Buffalo. Thanks for giving us some time, man. You're always a good time on the show, and we appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.